little short while ago, I watched a documentary about forest fires, and I came across some pretty interesting facts over there. So first of all, we think of forest fires as something that's horrible, that's mass destruction of a lot of stuff there. But as I watched the documentary, I saw benefits of forest fires, specifically for specific species to survive and to thrive. For example, some trees produce seeds that are dormant and will not germinate even if it's in water, moisture, or soil. It will only start to germinate after being exposed to high heat, such as fire. It allows the seed to open up, and that way the new life starts to grow in that way, and then sprout into and grow into a big tree. I thought of our spiritual journey as I watched this documentary, and I also thought, so if we want new life, we must also wait until we get baptized in fire. Then we'll have gold that's cleansed with fire, as it is mentioned in the Revelations. That's why John the Baptist said, I baptize you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. In other words, so he also said, prepare the way for the Lord. So in other words, he said, prepare the way for the Lord to come with fire, to devour our old selfish life in order to allow new life to form within us, so that he can be Lord and Master of our lives. So however, this seed must be formed fully and be prepared for this fire to come. Otherwise, the seed will be just destroyed and will be useless. In Luke 12, verses 49 to 50, I came to send fire on the earth, and how I wish it would already kindled. But I have a baptism to be baptized with, and how distressed I am until it is accomplished. We know that the seed is ready for the fire if we have that feeling of distress to finally allow God's life to bring an end to our old, knowing that a baptism through fire is necessary in order for this to be fulfilled. However, God is waiting for the seed within us to be formed fully first before he sends this fire. It is necessary to be accomplished that way.